KOQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who used the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, all in Simpsonville. And K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, also in Simpsonville. I'd also like to welcome KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And Mr. Mel over in Prosperity, K4XMR, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and he brings along Isla, N4IEI, also in Traveler's Rest. I'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, and N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville. Also, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, KW4TS, and Mr. Jack in Greenville, KJ4UHF. I'd also like to welcome KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. Also, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, N4DJC, and Mr. Roland in Pickens, K1CJW. Also, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH, and Mr. Dave in Easley, KB2BYQ. And one more, Mr. Michael in Central, K4AFT. All right. Thank you all for those that use the pre-check feature on the website. Next, we'll move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Round Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. John at Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Hope you're doing well tonight, and I'll be back to you for some comments later. I'd like to also go ahead and check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, and he is here with me tonight in Campobello. All right, we're going to move on to the RF portion of our check-ins. And tonight being Monday night, L, any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Anna, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling the net and tell Chad I said hello.
4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight, and Merry Christmas.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Patrick. Thanks for stopping by. And Mr. Harry in Candler, KC4EZN. Always sounding good as usual, Mr. Harry. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas, too. All right, one more call for Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4RYP. the rest of that group must be waiting for second shift. So we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be in and out.
RYP. Yep, hope you and Chad are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
KO4RYP for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, my neighbor up here in Campobello, N4JBM. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Jerry. I hope you are doing well. And Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Sid. It's always a pleasure to hear you. Any additional stations wishing to check in India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
You check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet to Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, and I'll stick around for a comment.
KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan from up in Asheville, KO4JKV. Mr. Duncan, you're sounding good tonight. I'll be back around to you for a comment in just a little bit. All right, we're going to scooch on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Capek, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
YP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO 4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont, night into the workplace. Same for you, Miss Hannah, Chad, and all in it. Be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. It's KG4PFI. Name's Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec. KG4QLQ. We're in Piedmont. We'll just be in and out. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Before RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena over in Piedmont, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, it's always a pleasure to have you check in with me. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Fred, mobile around in Piedmont, heading into work, KO4NNH. You be safe out there, Mr. Fred. I hope you have a good evening at work. And Mr. Don in Piedmont, KG4PFI, and he brings along his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Don, and Merry Christmas to you. Do we have any additional stations wishing to check in? Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, X-ray Romeo. That's KO4JXR. David in York, and I'll be in and out.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd over in Simpsonville, KO4B. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello. And Mr. David, over in York, KO4JXR. I appreciate you stopping by, Mr. David. Hope you're doing well and have a great evening. All right, we're going to pause for just a second and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Hello again, Anna. If you would check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Miss Anna, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure and tell, and Miss Anna, do be sure and tell Chad, tell Mr. Chad hello from me.
This is KO4RYP. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen, thank you for stopping by, and Chad says to tell you hello and Merry Christmas. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q3T, please call KO4RYP.
Anna, I was copying CW in my left here. I'm sorry, I hope I got your call right. Say good evening to Chad, and I got a nice call from Chris today about the goodies we sent up there, and really appreciate it. This is Tom in 0TR. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Hello, Anna. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Tom, and we do appreciate you sending those goodies over for Chris. I'm glad you guys got to chat today. And please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. Sounding good tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well and have a great evening. All right, one more call for station. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty, I'm at home. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Recheck, Anna, KA4PQA.
Recheck.
Miss Anna, I wanted to take a few seconds to wish you a Merry Christmas also.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stephen. I appreciate that. Hope you guys have a good one, too. All right, I'd also like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty over in Moore. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to slip on up to the next section of alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP, O Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5, WLL, Leroy Taylors, negative and negative. Good evening, you and Miss Anna and Chad also. Have a good night. Merry Christmas.
YP Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy N. Taylors. And Merry Christmas to you too, sir. And Mr. Shane in Greenville tonight, N4ZLK. Mr. Shane, always good to hear you. And I hope you have a good evening and Merry Christmas to you too. And all the way from the land of Waz, Mr. Rod, W4WOZ. Mr. Rod, always a pleasure to have you check in on my net. And I hope you are doing well. Good evening to you. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. None heard, so we'll move on up to the patient group, who has not had to be very patient tonight at all. But everybody must be Christmas shopping tonight. So Alpha through Delta, any stations with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4 RYP. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar and 4 AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Definitely not Christmas shopping. Negative and negative 73 to that.
4 RYP. Santa, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative. 4 RYP. Santa, Mr. Chad and Annette, please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4, DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3, JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
Now, control. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K90H, Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. 73 to you and all on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, our net manager over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Doug over in Walhalla, N4AHO, who is not Christmas shopping tonight. So you and me both. No, thank you. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Doug. Hope you are well. And Mr. Keith and Seneca, KN4CHY. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you are well. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along my kindred spirit, his lovely bride, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, thanks for checking in. And please tell Ms. Joy I said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Billy over in Anderson, K9OH. He brings along his lovely wife, Nancy, KN4DBQ. Also in Anderson. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Please tell Ms. Nancy I said hello. And one more call for stations Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville and Roger Spartanburg. Passing all the shopping I can get past. Negative and negative.
It's KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN. En route from Greenville to Spartanburg, also not shopping, trying to avoid all of that. So I'm with you, Mr. Nelson. You stay safe out there tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
Kilo Radio 8, Mike Radio, KR8MR.
KR8MR, this is KO4RYP. Can I have your name and location, please?
KR8MR, Steve in Taylors, South Carolina. I'm actually in a Taylors mailing address, but it's more like Sandy Flat, Blue Ridge area. Over.
Thank you so much, Mr. Steve. I'd like to welcome KR8MR, Mr. Steve, over in the Sandy Flat, Blue Ridge, Taylors area. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC2s. All right, first up on my stump is KO4RJN. Mr. John, how are things in Brown Summit?
This is KN4RJN. It is cold up here. That's this morning I checked the weather, and it was a couple of degrees colder than it was in Moscow at the same time. So, yeah, it's a bit nippy out here. I did go out last night or the night before. I forget what the night then. The skies were pretty clear. And usually after dinner I step out on the back deck just to look and grab a quick smoke. and out of the corner of the eye, my eye, I caught a meteor, a little leftover from the Geminids. And I watched for a little while and didn't see any more, but I did catch one. So just wanted to let you know that. You never know when you might see one. But in any event, skies are relatively clear up here. I've got Orion's up. Saturn, of course, Jupiter, is up. Saturn's about to set. Mars is up. Orion is up. The twins, Gemini, is up. And I believe, let me look here real quick, that Ursa Minor is up. Come on, computer. Come on. Get over there. Yeah. Ursa Minor is up right now. So just to the north of the twins, which is a little bit north and down from Orion. And on Thursday, if your skies are clear, and based on the weather reports I've seen, they probably won't be, but if they are, is the annual Ursids coming out of Ursa Minor. Need to catch those either late in the evening of Thursday, or the next morning just before sunset, or the following morning just before sunrise, just before dawn. And based on my weather report up here, it looks like it's going to be raining all day, so probably won't see squat there. But and I think it's happening down your way too. But anyway, that's the next meteor shower that's happening. And other than being cold and the dogs curled up on the couch and trying to stay warm, that's about it. That's happening. Let's see, Christmas is what, Sunday? I guess I better get started on my Christmas shopping.
KO4RYP with KO4RJN. Yes, you probably should get started on your Christmas shopping. It would probably behoove you to maybe do a little bit of that about the meteor shower. So, surely that's not, well, maybe it is, but is that the peak time? Like, what are the chances? Because it is supposed to clear up on Friday and be very clear and cold Friday night, which I know would make for great viewing. So, what are the chances that I might could catch one on Friday night?
This is KN4RJN. Unfortunately, the peak time is in the middle of the afternoon, so we're not going to see much there. But your best chance are the hours before dawn on Thursday. And then again, after dusk that night. There will still be a few floating around possibly Friday, so give it a shot. And it will be Friday will be moonless. It'll be a new moon. Thursday will be practically moonless, so there may be a few still strays left out there. Yeah, definitely not going to see the peak, but you wouldn't see it anyway because it happens in the middle of the afternoon. So. But, like I said, I happened to catch a piece of the leftover Geminids, and the Geminids are still, they peaked a few days ago, but they, there's still a few bits and pieces floating around out there, so you just never know. So if you got clear skies, go out and watch for a while. I'll try to keep you posted on when the peak meteor showers are happening, but... the Ursids, I don't see, it actually runs from the 13th to the 24th, so you might catch a few on Friday if the skies clear up. Back to you.
I will just have to check on the weather, because I do know that all day Thursday, and we're going to have some rain, but maybe it'll move through quicker, and I could catch something Friday morning before dawn, so I'll be watching the hourly forecast for sure on Thursday to see what I can see, because it will be cool. And I know, because I learned from you, that in the cool weather, the skies are so much clearer and brighter.
It is KN4RJN. Yeah, all that summertime haze is gone. The pollution, while it's still there, tends to, fall to the ground because it freezes. and the skies clear up quite a bit. So, and again, the Ursids run till the 24th of December. So, but it's that Thursday afternoon, December 22nd, that it peaks. And of course, you can't see squat in the afternoon. But so either the hours before dawn on Thursday or, again, after dusk that night. And, again, like I said, it runs to the 24th, so Friday, early Friday morning or Friday night after sunset, you might be able to get in, maybe even Saturday because, up until the 22nd. This is what, yeah, the 19th, so 20, 21st, 22nd. Still might be able to see something. So give it a shot. You know, it's worth going out if you can stay warm long enough. I know Chad doesn't like the cold weather either, so it's like dress warmly, take a lawn chair or something, lay back with your favorite beverage and a warm blanket, and just watch the skies for a while. You're bound to see something.
This is KO4RYP. Absolutely, Mr. John, I'll definitely do that. I'll be watching the weather, and maybe there'll be a break, and I'll be able to see one. And it sounds like a perfect excuse to make a lovely cup of hot chocolate. So I'll definitely try to do that. All right, sir, you got anything else for us tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I prefer a hot toddy or a hot buttered rum, but, you know, whatever beverage, you know, is your favorite. But anyway, sometimes you catch one when you least expect it, when you're not even looking. And that one I caught out of the corner of my eye, I wasn't necessarily looking for anything, but it just happens. So go out whenever you can and look up at the skies, and you just never know what you're going to see. Other than that, Miss Anna, you tell Chad I said hi, and I will back on out of here, say 73s to everybody, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Sumir Net. Thank you, Mr. John. I always enjoy chatting with you. Hope you have a great evening. All right, we're going to pause for a minute, and we have another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only. If wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Whiskey 8, Mike, Alpha, Bravo. First time using EchoLink. See if it'll even go through.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. W8. Well, it's working, so well done. Can I have your name and location for my log?
Should do that. The name is Mark, and I am located in Northwest Michigan. And the call sign was Whiskey 8, Mike, Alpha, Bravo.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W8MAB, Mr. Mark, in Northwest Michigan. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Mark. I hope you are doing well and trying to stay warm. We're going to give one more call for check-ins before we resume the RAG 2 portion of the net. Do we have any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
I'm going to wait and get that working. But I forgot that she had gotten a different phone, so her hotspot couldn't connect. And so this is the first time I'm trying this. I tried it on the computer earlier, and that didn't work. And so I tried it on my phone, and it sounds like it's working. Just let me know how my audio is.
W8MAV, your audio sounds really good. And for the record, I've only ever gotten EchoLink to work on my phone and not anywhere else either. So I'm sure that whatever you did, it sounds great. Your audio, you're full quiet and into our repeater.
Okay, well, great. We thank you for the information. I got to pass this along to my daughter, too. She's a tech class, and she just has a radio in the car, so she's not always running out to the car for different things. But I will let her know at least I got it working on the phone. I take it you're running the net tonight, so I didn't even listen long enough to understand that was going on, so sorry if I interrupted, but thanks for taking the call.
Interrupt at all. We are glad that you stopped by and found our repeater. We do run this net every night at 9 p.m., so if you stumble upon us again, that would be great. We'd love to have you. But good job getting EchoLink working, and hopefully we'll have you check in on our net another time. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Anna, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. and I hope every good night. 7-3.
For RYP, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert down in wonderful Joanna, South Carolina. I am sitting here. I got on late because sometime today I developed a case of lumbago. Lumbago, can you hear me? I think it was the good Lord's way of telling me, don't you dare climb on that roof and hang that antenna today. But I'll be fine. I'll survive. I'm making do. It'll be a salon pause and Bengay evening for me. So, negative and negative, and 73's to every one of you.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over in Greer, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MSK. Mr. Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello. And I'd also like to welcome KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down in Joanna. I am so sorry to hear that you are not feeling well tonight, so I hope that you take a break, take a rest, and get all healed up. But thanks for stopping by, and I hope you have a great evening and get to feeling better tomorrow. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. So we're going to go back to the RACU portion, and the next one I have up on the stump tonight is KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville. I hope you are staying warm up there, Mr. Duncan.
KO4JKV, it is getting colder by the minute up here. It's getting pretty cold, and I know it's going to get really, really cold in a day or two. So I have all my connections outside covered up so frost doesn't get up on them and all that stuff. But I look forward to severe weather events. I like big storms, big changes in temperature. It's just kind of the way I am. But I got most of my Christmas shopping done. Just about everybody except my wife. But got to save the best for last, so hopefully I'll get that figured out by tomorrow because the clock is ticking. Did you get all your holiday shopping done already?
For the most part. I spent today trying to, you know, get everything out of the closet and sort it out. And, you know, when you have kids, even adult kids, you still have to make sure all the piles are equal. So I laid everything out to survey, make sure that I didn't have too much in one and not enough in another, so, and I got some presents wrapped, so, and Chad has been trying to get in there and see, because he knows his gifts are hidden in there, too, but he does not, and he tries to figure it out, but it's not happening. He's going to be surprised this year, I feel certain, but, Mr. Duncan, you better get out there tomorrow and take care of getting your wife's gifts.
We'll get it figured out. And other than that, I went up to visit my mom. Usually, my wife's family lives in Florida, and mine is up in Ohio. So every holiday, it's a flip of the coin of who we go see. But this time, I visited my mom early so I could stay here through Christmas. And when I was up there, I went to my first ham radio store, and it's called R&L Electronics. I'm sure there's a lot of people familiar with that. Let me let it drop. I wanted to go to that store, so I went up and got some goodies, and it's a really tiny store in a really tiny town north of Cincinnati, but it is chock full of ham radio gear. I'm telling you, they have a lot of used stuff, a lot of new stuff. This is not an ad. This is my first time going to a ham store, and I was just really excited. But then I wondered, I wish there was a store like that down here, but then I realized maybe it's a good thing because I would be there all the time, over.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. I can sense a possible road trip in my future because Chad just heard about that. So, and I agree with you. It's neat as it would be to have one around here, I'm afraid that, well, I would just have to turn over my paycheck every single month if Chad could go in the store like that all the time. But that sounds really, really neat, especially if they sell, like, used and new stuff, so kind of like a ham fest all in one little store all the time.
I heard about it because a lot of people go up to Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. I think it's in June. I've never been, but I want to go next time. But that's how I heard about R&L Electronics. But that's about all I got to share. Just stay warm because it's going to get down in the single digits, at least up here in the mountains. So just want to wish you and Chad and everybody in the net a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy holidays for everybody. KO4RYP, KO4JKV. I'll turn it back to you.
This is KO4RYP. Thank you, Mr. Duncan. It was a pleasure to talk with you tonight, and you stay warm and hope you get all your shopping done. All right, we're going to pause for just a minute and ask if there are any additional stations wishing to check in. Please call KO4RYP. Heard, so I'll move on up to our next person up on the stump tonight, and that is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things for you and Miss Donna and Greer?
Good evening, Anna. I ran to the phone, or to the radio. KO4RYP, this is KK4JBQ. I am doing marvelously well. Dishwashing, scrubbing, and ran into a stain and sent me out to the chemical closet so I could look for something we had used, and we don't have any of that. But she found something and tried it, and it worked. So, yeah, that's stuff you didn't want to need to know, isn't it? So how are you, Anna?
I am doing well, Mr. Larry. I have a little bit of a cold. I think I caught it from Chad, but I will power through and be all right. But things are going well. I have this week off of work, which is nice. So I'm getting a lot of things done. And we thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the handbell choir on Sunday. That was just absolutely beautiful. Donna did an amazing job, and we certainly enjoyed listening to that.
Came back with reports that she was thrilled to see you there. And it for anyone who gets up in front of people and does anything, you know, speak, ring bells, sing, whatever, it makes all the difference in the world to believe, at least, that you have an appreciative audience. And just the fact that you guys were there really brightened her day, and I appreciate you doing that. I was not well myself, and so I had to miss it. But I've seen numerous of her bell concerts, and I knew that she does such an excellent job as director. It is a bit of a challenge, you might imagine, this time of year to have a, as she calls it, a full instrument. Each bell is a note, of course. And if you don't have everybody to show up, it's like playing a piano with one key missing, on the piano, you know, one note missing, and that can be rough. Sometimes it requires that ringers who are already holding four bells put one down and pick up another for just one note, you know. All notes are important, I suppose. I'm not a trained musician like Donna. I'm a sort of a musician hack, in a way. I play guitar, and I have sung on stage with a singing group I belonged to years ago. So I know what it is to be before thousands of people and what that can do to your stomach. But I was taught long ago that the thing to overcome those butterflies is to pick one person out of the audience, whether it's an audience of 10 or 10,000. Pick one person and perform directly to that one person.
let's hope that they have a smile on their face continuously, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, it was, Donna had performance tonight, and she was missing one, and she held that bell herself. When it came time for that note, she rang it. That's how you make things work. So thank you for coming to hear their efforts. They do work hard at it, and they are all very good musicians. Donna tried to get me interested in playing some years back, and I told her, would I have to learn how to read music? You know, all those spyflex on the page? She says, of course. You have to anticipate and be ready. You can't wait for the note, pick up the bell, raise the bell, ring the bell, and put it down. No, you have to be prepared. Read ahead. I said, that's pretty advanced. Pretty advanced. Don't think I can do that. KK4JBQ.
Mr. Larry, you're exactly right. It takes a lot of coordination to get everybody on the same beat, to make sure everybody is staying on rhythm and coming in when they're supposed to. And if one is missing, you're right. It's just like it's empty. That space is empty. And that's not just physically, but, you know, in the music. So it's challenging, for sure. I can't imagine. And I do want to ask you, I've heard handbell choirs before, but only with the brass bells. But I noticed that several of the musicians changed during, you know, if there was a part in each of the pieces that they played where they switched over to a different kind of bell. It reminded me of like a xylophone key with the hammer attached. But I had never, I wasn't familiar with that. I just thought there was only one kind of handbell, and that was, you know, the brass kind.
Actually, the bells are all bronze. Brass itself does not have the musical qualities that the alloy of bronze lends to the tone. And what you described there sounded an awful lot like a hand chime. The way you described it was perfect. I believe that would be a hand chime. And the bells that are made of other materials, the very large ones, because, as you might imagine, these things are hefty. They're dense and tuned to a certain note. The very low notes are very large bells, and they're made of aluminum alloy. You still get the same note. And a low note has a different sonic quality. For instance, if you close your eyes and someone is to your left with a bell and someone is to your right with the bell, the high note, you can tell the direction. You know where it's coming from. The low note, you cannot. Same works with speakers. A speaker that's designed to reproduce the high notes, it's very directional. But a bass speaker, sometimes called a woofer, that is omnidirectional. You can turn it facing anywhere. That's a good place to put it. You will feel, in some sense, you will feel a real strong bass note and not know where it comes from. How about that?
Really cool, and I did not know that they were made of bronze and then the aluminum alloy. So that's very interesting. There's just so much more to it. It's not just picking up a bell and ringing it, for sure. There's a lot to it. Mr. Larry, something else kind of neat about Sunday was when we got to the church, my dad was an architect, and he worked for the firm that designed that church, and he actually designed the labyrinth garden that you guys have at your church. So it was an extra special day for me to be able to go in the church that I know that he worked on the design and hear bells, the handbell choir. So it was all in all a really good day for us.
That is the cherry on top. That is excellent. It is a sort of a unique design. The building itself, I think it was perhaps built in the 60s, best I can recall. I don't know that I've really got that nailed down, but somewhere in the 60s. And at that time, they were building lofty buildings with cavernous sanctuaries and such. This one was modest, and I've been to a couple of churches like that, designed like that, and they're inspiring to look at. Your dad did a marvelous job, really, really marvelous. And that garden, it's such a peaceful place to be in, and you can just look in any direction all around you and see something beautiful, and you might say unique because of its setting. It's a beautiful garden. Oh my, well, so I suppose I've taken enough time. I just truly enjoy talking, and I can, you know, if some of the conversations that Chad and I have had, I can drag it on. I guess I can put it that way. But if others are waiting, here's your chance. Come in and talk with a marvelous lady who decided that this was what she wanted to do tonight, to serve all of us and call this net. It's no little thing. Even though you don't see your audience in front of you and you don't have to pick out one and perform directly to them, getting on a microphone, and I say this for the benefit also for people who are maybe new to the hobby, maybe a little skittish about picking up the microphone and pressing that button, we're all very welcoming here, and we know what it's like to be a little mic shy. If anybody out there is mic shy, this is a marvelous time to check in and start your journey. I've loved this hobby, been in it about 10 years, and I've met a brand new family of people who, well, they all seem to like me some, a little bit. and it's great to have you as our net control tonight, Anna. Thank you so much for bringing us all together. But I'll say sayonara and good night. Everyone have a good night's rest. And keep all of your plants covered and your pets sheltered and keep your family off the roads. KK4JBQ 73.
KO4RYP with the Blue H2 meter net. Mr. Larry, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for stopping by tonight. It is the highlight of my night when I am calling the net. Please tell Miss Donna again that we enjoyed Sunday very much. This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. It's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on net.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. K4XB. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Tommy. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. And Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DET. Danny over here in Gastonia. I'll be in now. Y'all have a good one, 73.
This is KO4RYP, net control, this is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Danny over in Gastonia, WX4DAT. Mr. Danny, thank you for stopping by. Hope you are doing well and have a great evening. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, KO4PXB.
XB, KO4RYP. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Just when I was following up on the conversation where the gentleman was talking about wind rising, like I said, I definitely wrapped the towels around the spigot, but I also saw on the internet today to actually take 1-inch styrofoam and cover over your vents and only leave one vent where the wind doesn't come through there. That way, it will keep the cold wind from blowing through those vents, even though they're closed, and that way, your floor stays warmer, and it will definitely let the prevent the pipes from freezing, you know, even more. So I thought that was a pretty good idea, and I did that today.
It's a very good tip, Mr. Lloyd. Thank you very much for sharing. I will be sure to pass that on to Chad and have him make sure ours are taken care of, too. So thank you so much.
Welcome to KO4PXB. I'll turn it back over to KO4RYP. Take it easy.
KO4RYP, have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Nothing heard. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, my husband Chad, KO4NUE, he will be calling the net. And if you have any ham radio questions, sometimes they have a little roundtable discussion afterwards. But be sure to check in with him, and I know he will appreciate it. So at this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. It has been my privilege to be your net control station tonight, and I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night.